Emily Dickinson and the Ophthalmoscope. 1. A bird, dun-colored and nearly bald, flits above the retina and vanishes, like a Calvinist toy, a straw doll lost in snow. I am a girl going blind, she thinks. Soon I will be dark as a hat, or something we might lace. Of talk there is no use. The tongue itself is blanked. One might speak to sleeves or the buttons of father's shirt. Still the bird returns and walks across the eye like Milton's Eve dreamwalking. To think what I may tell it, she thinks, that's the trick. A small blind wisdom as winter ends. She sees the bird already knows. It bathes itself, then tucks to clean its wings. My cocoon tightens, colors tease. I am feeling for the air, a dim capacity for wings. 2. To be blind is the end of autumn. Watch as the afternoon falls like seeds. Keep a locket, press the sights. The sun kept setting, setting still, no hue of afternoon, upon the village I perceived. From house to house, 'twas noon. The dusk kept dropping, dropping still, no dew upon the grass, but only on my forehead stopped and wandered in my face. What medicine for this, earthen face and clay eyes? 3. I see the doctor's skill is made of repetition, lens after lens he tries, but strangest is a difference. He sees the planet rise in the blank sky of faith, my eye, too blind, he says, for day, but equal to twilight. He looks long where nothing moves but inscape blood, those hairs of anemone, garnet script, mine alone. I won't go blind, he says, though much will be gained or lost by thinking so. Home again at nightfall, the cemetery grass fills with fireflies, and as he promised, I alone see how, giddy with parturition, they circle amid the graves.
This is not working.